And finally tonight, environmentalists in New Jersey are warning the gas drilling companies could be on the move now that the state's one-year ban on fracking has expired. Fracking is the controversial gas drilling process that injects a pressurized mix of water and chemicals into the ground to extract natural gas from underground shale. The practice has been widely condemned by environmentalists and others and has been shown to contaminate drinking water supplies. Earlier this week, New Jersey's one-year ban on fracking expired, raising concerns among environmental advocates. WBAI's Jose Santiago discussed the issue with Megan Fitzpatrick, Clean Water Associate with Environment New Jersey.
Yesterday, New Jersey's one-year moratorium on the gas drilling practice known as fracking expired. What that means is that, you know, starting today, New Jersey's waterways are now vulnerable again to potential fracking and the threats of what, you know, this pollution could mean to our waterways.
Do we know if there have been requests for permits to do fracking in New Jersey? Are there any pending, or do you expect any?
Yeah, that's a great question. There have been stories of people sniffing around up in the northwestern corner of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. But I think what we're reminded of today is that, you know, our biggest threat right now is the potential for the wastewater from fracking coming in from other states that are actively fracking in their states and have already started to actually bring the wastewater from that practice into New Jersey. And so that's, you know, particularly concerning and a real threat right now.
Mm-hmm. What kind of support do you have from the legislature? I haven't heard any elected officials sort of panicking that this ban is over, but that doesn't mean that they shouldn't be panicking. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, so there's, you know, three main things here. The first is, you know, that we should really be taking this threat to our waterways seriously. So we should be working to make sure that fracking never comes to New Jersey. And then in addition to that, the legislature in New Jersey has actually, you know, passed a wastewater ban to ban the practice of bringing the wastewater into New Jersey. And the governor vetoed this legislation, but it actually passed with enough votes to override the governor's veto. So there's no reason why those same legislators can't, you know, vote the same way and override the governor's veto. And then the last piece to this puzzle is that we want to make sure that we're not drilling in the Delaware River watershed. So, you know, we're also calling on the Delaware River Basin Commission to implement a permanent ban on gas drilling near the Delaware River.
Mm-hmm. And what's your reading on how the fracking, how that has fared in the neighboring Pennsylvania?
You know, I actually took a trip out to Butler County, Pennsylvania last month, and I got to meet people who had been personally affected by fracking. I went to their homes, and you can literally stand in their backyard and look out and see a huge gas drilling rig, big pools of wastewater. And hearing, you know, them tell their stories of how, you know, once these gas drilling rigs went up, they couldn't go outside because it made them nauseous. And then they also couldn't stay inside because the pollution was so bad inside, and they ended up having to rig up their own pollution detective system so they would know that they would have to, you know, open their windows because the pollution levels in their home would be too high. People that, you know, can't turn on their drinking water because they get like a purple foam where the water just comes out black. They literally are only using their water to flush their toilet. They can't shower in it. They definitely can't drink it. They don't boil it for food. They're staying far away from their drinking water. And so, you know, that experience, you know, really hit close to home to think that here in 2013, people can't turn on their faucets and use their water. And so these stories, they're all over Pennsylvania, and we don't want to have, you know, we want to learn from these mistakes and the histories of other states and not repeat them here in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. In terms of public lobbying and advocacy, what should people be doing? What's your sense now of what the public should be doing, especially in terms of lobbying elected officials, et cetera?
People should be calling on the governor to keep the wastewater from fracking out of our waterways, whether it's coming from New Jersey or it's coming from another state. It shouldn't be in our Delaware River. One thing that we can be doing right now is calling on the governor to stop any wastewater from coming into our waters. And then in addition to that, they can call in the Delaware River Basin Commission to keep fracking out of the Delaware River watershed.